shifting gears, and you wonder how the Supreme Court will be weighing in on one of these issues I'm about to share with you here. The EPA ruling in favor of West Virginia and against the government by the Supreme Court a week ago makes you wonder how this is going to go. The bureau I'm going to talk about here for the next few minutes is called the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Sounds good, right? Right. But after one of the federal government's most powerful bureaucrats declared he'd be reining in repeat offenders, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is now trying to rein him in. The U.S. Chamber putting together a six-figure digital ad campaign late last month targeting Rohit Chopra. Rohit Chopra is the director of the CFPB. Again, that's the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. He was appointed by Joe Biden in 2021, confirmed without a single Republican vote. Absolutely not a complete partisan pick. He is a board member of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC. Before leading the CFPB, Chopra aggressively pushed regulations as a board member of the Federal Trade Commission, too. Regulations, regulations, regulations. He worked for a far left-leaning think tank where he advocated for creating a powerful ethics agency with almost complete autonomy from any of the elected branches of government. He's more aggressive than any of his predecessors. He's been willing to pick fights his predecessors would not have, said Hillary Miller, a consumer financial services attorney. He wants to do something that puts him in the news every couple of days. In late June, Chopra restricted junk fees, a phrase the director coined to describe extra charges imposed by debt collectors that he considers exploitive income streams. The U.S. Chamber countered that the move was a heavy-handed attempt to vilify legal products that have well-disclosed terms. And he recently reinforced earlier moves to deputize states' attorneys general to enforce CFPB regulations. He's also pushed the FDIC, the Federal Reserve, the FTC, and the Justice Department to follow the consumer agency's enforcement views. In May, Chopra announced the CFPB created a new Office of Competition and Innovation to explore what government actions can prevent large banks from squeezing out smaller ones. The CFPB began its existence under the Obama administration as a lawless and unaccountable agency, said Pat Toomey, a senator of Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, under Director Chopra, the CFPB is more out of control than ever before. It's once again pursuing a far-left agenda by abusing and exceeding its authority. The U.S. Chamber issued letters from its litigation unit and filed Freedom of Information Act requests as part of a more extensive rein-in, out-of-control CFPB director campaign. The Chamber adopted the rein-in phrase from a Chopra speech to students at the University of Pennsylvania Law School in March titled Reining in Repeat Offenders. Agency and court orders are not suggestions, but many large companies see them as such, Chopra said. Repeat offenses, whether it's for the exact same offense or more malfeasance in different business lines, is par for the course for many dominant firms, including big banks, big tech, big pharma, and more. Instead of financial fines that companies might view as the cost of doing business, Chopra said in the speech that the CFPB will move to cap the size of growth of firms, ban certain types of business product lines, require divestitures of certain product lines, limitations on requirements to raise equity capital, and revoking a company's government-approved patent or registration. Who the hell does he think he is? Oh, yeah. Regulation without representation. That's what he is. He's the worst-case example. The CFPB is a decade-old agency established in response to the 2008 financial crisis that is under the purview of the Federal Reserve Board with almost no oversight from Congress. The U.S. Chamber is using scare tactics, so said a spokesperson for the CFPB. We remain focused on ensuring fair, transparent, and competitive markets for American consumers, blah, blah, blah. Don't believe anything they say. A consumer financial services attorney says the director's actions are just in line with the policies, the socialist policies of the Biden administration. This is a recurring theme for the Biden administration in every agency. Every agency has a mandate for equity and inclusion. This is Chopra's version of carrying it out. I don't see him as a bad guy. I just see him as an aggressive and worthy adversary. I don't think he's dishonest necessarily. I don't think he's being manipulated by third parties. He was hired to be exactly who he is now. Chopra has been more aggressive than predecessors, and working within the broad statutes that create the agency, has advocated for concentrated government power in other areas. In May of 18, he authored for the Roosevelt Institute, a left-leaning think tank called for Public Integrity Protection Agency. Public Integrity, PIP, with the director appointed to a 7 to 10 year term. The proposed agency would have the ability to bring civil and criminal enforcement actions in federal court, investigate any individual or company seeking to influence federal officials, and assume the president's responsibility for appointing inspectors general at federal agencies. Hell, I could be under that agency. Don't I seek to influence people? And if you're a federal official and you turn on the radio, would I be under the PIPA? Anyhow, this is what is wrong with government. Out of control, power-hungry fools like this guy. Unelected, power-hungry fools like this guy. That's why there are three branches of government, not four. There's no administrative branch. This has to stop. We need more cases in front of the Supreme Court, this Supreme Court, to rein in, to literally rein in this crap. We can't have these, you know, unelected bureaucrats running around iron-fisting everybody, smashing people, you know. Anyhow, yeah, it makes my blood boil that we have all this crap going on. Nobody said anything. Ah, da, 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 da. Yeah. So, we're going to take a quick break and have some final thoughts on the program right after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. patriotfoods.com. patriotfoods.com.